This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Friday, and ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and boy, are your questions all over the map today. We're going to talk about why Joe Biden and his ilk hate America. That's going to come up. Someone wants to know, should they be helping their children learn how to drink alcohol before college? People were asking me about arranged marriages. My answer on that one is probably going to be not exactly what you'd think. And, well, look, you're just going to have to stay tuned. We're all over the map today because I want to begin right here. Because this is a very, very, very good question and one that's uniquely applicable. Do you think, this is the email, the left is intentionally letting crime run rampant in urban centers so residents move into more rural areas, turning them blue? Like you said, it's a religion, so chances are they're not going to stop voting, by so on and so forth. You understand what they're saying. Let's talk about this, because it's more a mentality question than anything else. It's funny you bring up this question. Why are they turning the urban centers into hellholes? I mean, let's focus on the obvious one, the biggest one. New York City. Why did Bill de Blasio turn all the crooks loose? Why do these DAs turn all the crooks loose? Violent criminals who they know will destroy the city of New York. And this is applicable, honestly, to any one of these urban centers at this point in time. But let's focus on New York for the time being. Why? Do they have some grand plan? Eric Adams, again, he wants more to be done on bail reform, but of course Adams has sucked just as bad as de Blasio has, just like I told you. So let's look, we'll make it about Eric Adams. Does he have secret meetings with other America haters where they get in a soundproof room and everyone has to turn their phone in so it can't be recorded, and then they puff on cigars and they have these big whiteboards up there with a step-by-step process on how they're going to dismantle America? And first we're going to do this here, and then we're going to do that there. Is that what happens? That's what we picture. And that goes more to your nature and my nature than anything else. That's what we picture. Because when we look at the destruction all around us, you look at the destruction of America's urban centers. You look at the facts, New York has become Detroit from the RoboCop movie. You look at that and you say to yourself, this has to be somebody's grand scheme. And you're right, but you're wrong too. No, let's get something very clear here. No, they don't want people moving to rural areas. You will notice this pops up some, but not often. It pops up somewhere they will talk about how more people need to be pushed into the cities. It's a not so subtle part of the green agenda that, oh, well, let's just make gas way too expensive. Soon you're not even able to drive a car. Everyone has to be on an electric bus in Manhattan. That's the goal, right? No, they're trying to cram you into a place where you can be controlled. They hate rural America. Remember this. Remember, this is going to get a little complicated, but it's important to understand how these people think. Go look at a map of America, a congressional map of America from 2020, and look at it for congressional. Look up congressional map 2020 America. And the reason I say that is it breaks down the different congressional districts by red or blue. What you'll see is America, and you'll see red and you'll see blue. And remember, 2020, we lost. We lost the presidency. We don't have the House. We don't have the Senate. So you would think, wow, man, there's probably tons of blue. Whoa, it's probably like 60% blue. Are you looking? If you're not driving, you probably are looking. What do you see? It's all red. With the exception of what? It's all red. With the exception of the urban areas, it's all red. Look, let me make it about me. Which, I mean, I like to make everything about me. Let's make it about Texas. Look, forget about the country. Look at Texas. What do you see? Texas is like the most blood red place in the world. Unless you're in Houston or Austin or Dallas or San Antonio. Except for the urban areas, it's blood red. There's something about getting out of the cities, whether that's causation or correlation, I don't know. There's something about getting out of the cities that just changes you, changes your mindset. Now, they sit down and look at that too. And remember this, the communists are very good at this, actually. They're much better at this than the right is. The communists are very good at identifying their enemies, identifying their friends, attacking their enemies, and rewarding their friends. The right is terrible at it. Well, we shouldn't. Let's not be too mean, guys. Well, no, don't call them pedophiles. That's too far. We should be fair. The communists it would never occur to them to think like that. So hang with me for a second. So again, look at that map of the United States of America. When they look at that, yes, they would like to have the rural areas. But what they see when they see that map of North America, you know what, let's make it about New York State. We're just talking about New York City. Look at a map of New York. People think New York, oh, it's all Democrats. Outside of New York City, it's very red. New York's very red. Well, when they sit down and look at that same map, they have Google too, DuckDuckGo, whatever you're using. They have Google too. They look at that map and they don't necessarily see what you see. What they see is an enemies list. They see, okay, all my friends are right here in the city. As soon as we get outside of the city, chances are those are my enemies. And that's why so many Democrat policies nationally and locally and just statewide, they are aimed at rewarding cities and punishing rural America. Now, let's get back to the actual question at hand. Do they have some, does Eric Adams, Bill de Blasio, do they have some grand scheme to run people out of New York City and get them out to rural America so they can enact the Democrat takeover? No, they don't have a grand scheme. Remember, we are dealing with evil people, no question about it. We are not, however, dealing with brilliant people. We're just not. Some are, sure, but for the most part, these people are below average human beings, no matter what station they've risen to. They're below average people. They're not sitting in that smoke-filled room, smoking on a cigar, discussing the grand scheme and the whiteboard, how to get people kicked out of the cities. No, it's more of a destroy the 2 inches in front of your face type thing. They're not grand schemers. They are, however, religious believers. They are going to destroy whatever they can get their hands on. And right now, what they have their hands on are our cities. We have never, ever experienced a decline this rapid in America's cities. I understand we've had down points in time. People always put it, well, the New York in the 70s. New York went from a wonderful place to being what it is now in about 15 minutes. It took a lot longer than that to get it to where it was in the 70s. We've never seen this rapid of a descent into hell like the American cities are. That's intentional. That's because the people who run these cities, the DAs, the mayors, the city councils, it's not that they have a grand scheme. It's that they wake up every single day with destruction on their mind. you ever know, or maybe you are, you ever know a devout born-again Christian? Maybe you are a devout born-again Christian. Look, you're listening to my show. There's a chance you are. Does that person ever set Jesus aside? Hey, sit this one out, Jesus. What? No, he's Lord and Savior, right? Everything is looked at through that lens. Until you understand that's how the communist looks at everything, only through an evil lens, until you understand that, you'll never understand the way they think. No, some urbanite Democrat mayor isn't waking up with a grand plan to invade rural America. He's waking up every day, and he knows, I have this city. I need to destroy it. I need to do whatever I can do to dismantle this place. It's a religion of destruction and domination. And until we accept that they're as devout as we are about ours, we will never win. All right, it's time for some more Ask Dr. Jesse questions. We're going to address this tough one early. Should you teach your kids to drink? Hang on.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and we just tackled up why are they destroying the cities? We talked about that. We have so much fun to have on the show. Look, let's talk about something. I do have to hit the big news, I guess, here real quick before we get back to the questions. And there are two big things that happened today. Today, Joe Biden and Dome and KBJ got up and they gave the official speech, you know, the congratulations speech that she's on the Supreme Court. And I have to have an offensive conversation now with everybody because this is not healthy. Listen to this.
It has taken 232 years and 115 prior appointments for a black woman to be selected to serve on the Supreme Court of the United States. But we've made it. We've made it. All of us. All of us. And our children are telling me that they see now more than ever, that here in America, anything is possible.
Yeah, that's deeply unhealthy. Let's have a talk about race. You know how they say you're never supposed to talk about race? That's why I talk about it all the time. Whatever they tell you you're not supposed to talk about, that's what you probably should be talking about. So let's talk about race. I'm not a minority. There are places on this planet where white people are minorities, but not in America. I don't know what it's like to be 13% of the population. And I fully acknowledge that is a different life, right? I mean, if you're a white person, I realize we have people from every walk of life who listen, but whatever your race is, if you were only 13% of the population, it would cloud your view. You would probably become more insular. That's just the history of mankind. How many times have you heard stories about, they just got off the boat at Ellis Island and the Italians went down to the Italian part of town and the Jews went down to the Jewish part of town. That's just natural. They did that because when you're a minority, you gather together with your people because there's safety there and familiarity there and prosperity there. So I get all that. I understand all that. Let's clarify something here, though. I'm not black, but I do know this. Every single time a black person accomplishes something awesome in this country, people out there, sometimes the black person himself, sometimes the media, but people out there immediately tie it back to slavery, segregation. We have overcome. And I understand fully that it's awesome to have overcome historic injustices. I also understand this. If you're a young black person today and every part of the culture is telling you, you have to overcome, you have to overcome. Everything's taught. Did you know we were slaves? Slavery. Did you know? Segregation. Jim Crow, our whole life. Here's another movie about civil rights and what we had to, there's a new slave movie. That is deeply unhealthy. Deeply unhealthy. Doesn't mean it wasn't real. Doesn't mean slavery, chattel slavery wasn't real and horrid. Doesn't mean telling black people they can't eat at restaurants wasn't disgusting. Yeah, these things happen. We can acknowledge warts. Every country has warts. We can acknowledge our flaws and failures. These things happen. We can talk about them. Honestly, the Underground Railroad's one of my favorite historical subjects. There are great stories there, awesome stories. We can have these conversations. But if every single thing in your life is shaded through that and you're always presenting that to the public, you are creating a deeply, deeply unhealthy mentality in the minds of other black Americans. Every single thing can't be, we shall overcome. Oh, shut up, you loser. You were already a big time judge. You only got the job because you were black. That's what Joe Biden said. If don't get mad at me, Joe Biden said it. He did the same thing with Kamala Harris. I joked that Kamala Harris is just finally relieved she's not the only affirmative action hire, and people got mad at me. Why are you mad at me? Joe Biden said it. Joe Biden said when he was picking vice president, it's going to be a woman and a black woman. Okay, that's an affirmative action hire by definition. He said the same thing for Supreme Court. I'm going to get someone on the court here, and it's going to be a black woman. Okay, that's an affirmative action hire. And don't sell me on this we shall overcome crap.
It has taken 232 years and 115.
Barf. We already have a society that has desegregated itself. And you, KBJ, you were already an elite member of that society before today. And now you're on the Supreme Court until the day you die because of the color of your skin. So no, I'm not going to do this. Woohoo! It is a historic day in America. It's weird how you didn't think it was historic when boss Clarence Thomas went onto the Supreme Court. He gets still to this day treated like a gas station turd. Every single minute of the day, our greatest living American, Clarence Thomas, gets treated like a turd. Why wasn't that historic for 232 years?
It has taken 232 years and 115 prior appointments for a black woman to be selected to serve on the Supreme Court.
Yeah, Clarence Thomas got COVID a little while ago, and I remember seeing a bunch of liberals wish death upon him. Don't sell me this crap. And stop pushing this endless stuff out to society. Black people in America today are a lot more than the slavery black people went through 200 years ago or the segregation grandparents went through. Black people today are in the highest levels of every part of the society. That's a good thing, and that's a message that should be pushed out there. Not the, oh, we finally did it. Freaking people. All right. I'm sorry that was a little heavy. Look, remember, Eric Adams did the same thing when he got to be mayor. Finally. Oh, yeah. New York's a pretty racist place. You idiot. All right. Finally. Should you teach your kids to drink? That's weird. Or is it? Hang on.
Got a black magic woman. Got a black magic.
Hey there. I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Let's move down here. The
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and we have more booster shot talk here briefly, but before we get to that, we have to get to some more Ask Dr. Jesse questions. I've gotten to one so far, and it's not good enough. We got to move faster. Father Jesse, I need your advice. My boys are getting older, and my wife wants to let them drink under our supervision before they go to college to teach them moderation and how it affects their bodies. My stance is to wait until they are 21. What say you? All right. This is going to be very, very comfortable for everybody, but let's just have a chat. Let's set that aside. Set drinking aside for a minute. Let's talk about guns. Firearms. Are you a firearm person? Maybe you are, maybe you're not. I think that they're always doing different polls of who my audience is. I think it's something like 70-80% gun people, but there's obviously some who aren't. No big deal, whatever. Let's talk about guns. Do you think a child should handle guns? I do. And allow me to explain. Obviously, I'm not talking about two-year-olds here. I'm not talking about toddlers. But I have weapons. This is not exactly a secret. I have more than one. I have some weapons. I'm not one of these, I have 10,000 guns guys, but I've got some weapons around the house. Not an expert, but I certainly have some weapons. And as soon as my boys were old enough, 5-6 years old, I would guess, probably in there somewhere, I started letting them hold my weapons. Why? Well, the thing is, human nature cannot be changed. And we spend so much time trying to act like it can, trying to twist this or turn this. If we just work hard, it's just, I mean, why do you think the whole career woman thing has ended up being so bad for women, and women talk about how miserable they are all the time? Why do you think that is? Everyone knows why that is. Everyone knows. But we act like we can change human nature. Same thing with boys. Boys have a nature. Part of the reason men are bigger than women, more muscle, bigger shoulders, bigger hips, physically stronger in pretty much every possible way, part of the reason for that is God made men so they would be protectors of society. As protectors of society, men have a natural inclination towards weapons. We can't help it. And I understand some women do too, but if I was in a room with 20 dudes and we were hanging out, didn't matter who they were, they didn't even have to be my friends, all walks of life, and someone brought in a samurai sword, every dude there to a man would want to grab it, hold it, maybe pose with it, swing it. If you had an opportunity to actually slice something with it, you would want to. It is human nature. So why did I teach my sons about guns early? I would bring them in, again, very, very young. Obviously, I would ensure 1,000 times over the weapon was unloaded. And then I would have very strict talks with them before I let them hold them about the weapon and what the weapon can do. And I'm very brutal when it comes to this stuff because I want to bring it home for them. I'll tell them, do you want to shoot your brother in the face? Do you want to live the rest of your life knowing you killed your brother? Then make sure, like, I'm very, very, I mean, people say it's crazy. That's fine. But believe me, their eyes are wide and they're listening. I don't tell them, be safe. You could hurt someone. I tell them, be safe or you're going to blow your brother's face off. That brings it home for them. But I would teach them early. Why? One, I'm satisfying a curiosity while teaching them to do it safely. And I'm satisfying a curiosity that they're going to have no matter what. And in fact, if I try to deny that curiosity from them, I just make it worse. Oh, you see this up here in this cupboard? This is Dad's gun, kids. Boys, you be safe and never touch Dad's gun. It's dangerous, right? Those are the things you'd want to say as a parent. It's dangerous. Don't touch Dad's gun. What do you think is going through their little minds the second you leave the room? What's that you say? It's a gun? It's dangerous? I think I want to get my hands on that. Do you remember the other night when we did that show, Worst You Ever Got in Trouble? What's the worst you ever got in trouble? And it was always, it was all these stories from your childhood on where you were, where you had screwed up, what you had done wrong. How many of those stories were dudes who lit something on fire? Like half. Why? Why would you light something on fire? Because it's dangerous and wrong, and you're a dude, and you have a natural inclination towards that. Back to your story. Should you let your kids drink? Everyone has different thoughts on this, and I'm positive I'll get all kinds of feedback every possible way, which is fine. I'm not the all-knowing one. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. I will. I plan to. Now, I'm not going to push it on them, but if they want, and obviously not yet, they're 13 and 11, obviously, but look, I'll be honest with you. It's legal here in Texas for a parent to do it with a child, but if he's 16, 17, he's starting to leave the house a lot more, having overnighters with his friends. Do I think those things are going to come up? Is somebody going to have gotten his hands on dad's 18-pack of Bud Heavies and they're going to find out just what this stuff does? Chances of that are what? Let's go with 100% and start working our way down slowly because it's close to that. I want them, if they have a desire to understand how to handle themselves. You know, I'm a huge New York Giants fan, right? And as a huge New York Giants fan, I've been to more than one game. When I watched the NFL, I don't anymore, but I used to love the Giants, and so watch the games. And I will not go to a professional NFL game anymore. I will not. Why? Well, it's not because I hate the NFL. Let's say I still loved the NFL. I won't go to the NFL games anymore. Why? I go to these games, and I understand that I'm a bad person. I've never told you I'm some kind of pastor or nun, and I've never told you to try to be like me. You really shouldn't. But I go to these games, and I'm horrified by how men handle alcohol. And I am blaming men. I don't see it as much from women. I know women can behave badly too, but I go to these games and I see 50-year-old men, 60-year-old men throwing up in the stairs, so drunk they can't stand up. And I honestly, I know this is terrible. This is such a lame, old, fuddy-duddy way to look at a game. I leave the game and all I can think about is I'm looking down on my own society. All I can leave is I'm leaving the game thinking to myself, that is the most embarrassing thing I've ever seen in my life. Grown men having to have their friends carry them out of a stadium. Grow up. As a skill, unless it's going to be something you're going to keep out of your life completely, which honestly, let's be frank, is probably better, but unless it's going to be something you're going to keep out of your life completely, it is a necessary skill for men to learn how to have one or two and call it a day. Look, even if that's more than one or two, it's a necessary skill for men to learn, oh, okay, whew, I'm actually buzzing a little bit. I don't have to switch to water. I don't need everybody riding me. I think I'll just sip on this last one for the last hour, barely drink any of it, because I want to make sure I'm in control of my faculties. That is a necessary skill for men to learn. And when they don't, they end up 50 years old at the New York Giants game, vomiting on somebody like some college frat boy, which is embarrassing. So there, how about that for old fuddy-duddy stuff? All right, somebody has a dark question. We're going to answer that dark question. Someone also wants to know, is there a political comeback in the works? No, not Hillary Clinton. Andrew Cuomo? Let's talk about all that here in just a second before we get to that. Something else that, look, we just talked about weapons, right? And maybe you're not a weapon guy. Maybe you're not a weapon girl. Maybe you didn't grow up around him. You're just not comfortable, whatever the reason. Okay, fine. There's no judgment here. At least get yourself a hero gun, though. It's a non-lethal gun. Don't let that word gun intimidate you. It's a non-lethal gun. It shoots pepper balls 100 miles per hour. They hurt when they hit, and then they explode on contact, and they engulf the person in this pepper irritant that it'll put you down. This thing has already saved lives, and anyone can use it. You don't have to be a gun person. It's about the size of your cell phone. laser sight on it, don't need a concealed carry permit, and it can save your life. Go to hero2020.com and use the code Jesse, all right? Hero2020.com, code Jesse, gets you a special discount.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Look, let's have a little chat about something. Michael, do you have that clip of me? Do you remember back when I said this? This was in November? This is clear back in November? You remember back in November when Jesse, the Oracle Kelly, that's me and the nickname I gave myself. Do you remember when I said this?
The end goal of this is obvious. It's obvious to anyone paying attention. The end goal of this, the pharmaceutical companies are lobbying the government for a reason so hard. The end goal is annual vaccines every single year. It's a subscription model. It's an automatic cash payment to the pharmaceutical companies every single year. That is their end goal. The pharmaceutical companies have no desire to end COVID-19. The pharmaceutical companies want to end COVID-19 the same way the Democratic Party wants to end racism in America. Remember that. Omicron.
Man, that guy's so smart. He's so smart, Michael. Well, here was Pfizer board member Scott Gottlieb from today.
And there are some doctors that are saying that you might want to wait on the second booster if you think you want to be more protected come fall. Or do you imagine there's going to be a third booster in the fall?
Look, I think this is going to be an annual vaccine. I think we're going to get away from the lexicon of calling these subsequent.
Whoa, what did he just say? What did he say there? Michael, would you clarify that? Sorry, my headphones weren't working. Did he say the word annual? I think it, you know what? Yeah, you know what? Let's go ahead. Let's try that one more time.
And there are some doctors that are saying that you might want to wait on the second booster if you think you want to be more protected come fall. Or do you imagine there's going to be a third booster in the fall?
Look, I think this is going to be an annual vaccine. I think we're going to get away from the lexicon of...
Oh, how about that? Fire the cannons! Jesse was right again. That may have to become the Jesse was right cannon, because you know, freedom isn't free.
You know, freedom is not free.
all right, enough. Oh, before I forget, I had somebody email in and ask me about gold, because I'm always talking about Oxford Gold Group. And he essentially said, hey... I'm an old man. I'm 91 years old. Said he listens to me every night. Says I go to sleep. And he said, I go to sleep listening to your show. No offense. But he was asking about gold and why do I push buying gold so much? Look, when I tell you to buy gold from Oxford Gold Group, I have to be clear about something. I hope you actually never use it. I hope there is never a moment where you have to go to that gold and say, phew, all right, I got to go buy something. But, you know, I love history. I know you love history. Do you see any value for gold throughout history? It's all anyone's ever wanted. Call 833-995-GOLD and tell them Jesse told you to call and get some gold delivered to your house. How do I know you'll be able to use the gold if everything goes downhill? Because mankind has always been able to use gold. It's always had incredible value. Men have died for it. Men have killed for it. 833-995-GOLD. Tell Oxford Jesse told you to call and go get some gold. Jesse, or actually this guy says, Dear Oracle, I'm from New York, and I know the mind of the communist. I've seen a lot of ads and about how the charges on Cuomo are being fake and how he's so beloved. I think I know the answer to this question, but do you think that he is going to come back? You can say my name, said Cooper is his name. Listen, when is a time in your life when you have acquired a new skill, maybe? Maybe you've taken boxing classes. You ever feel like throwing a punch? All right, you know, set the skill aside. Maybe you never acquired any skills. Maybe you're like Michael. What is the first thing you do when you get a power tool of some kind in your hand? Let's call it a drill. What's the first thing you do? Everyone does it. First thing. What? That's right. Squeeze the trigger. Of course you do. What is that thing you do when you get a hammer in your hands? Start looking around. Is there a nail around here? Wouldn't mind taking a swing at something. What does this have to do with Cuomo? Andrew Cuomo is sitting on $18 million in campaign money. That campaign money cannot be given to a federal campaign. It either has to be given to other state candidates, or Andrew Cuomo has to use it on himself for a state race. I understand New York is an expensive place, but do you have any idea how much money $18 million is? You don't hold on to $18 million with the family name of Cuomo and just go boating the rest of your life with the dog you pretend to care about. That's not human nature. Human nature is when you acquire power, you use power. It is human nature. You ever drive a buddy's car that's faster than yours? Of course you have. Everyone has. You lean on the gas a little bit in the beginning? See what it can do. Of course you do. Because why? You're all of a sudden, you've acquired a power you've never had before. You want to test it. You want to use it. That is human nature. Cuomo's coming back. Look, I'm still in the camp. I'm still in the camp that believes Hillary Clinton may make a comeback. Hillary Clinton's looking around right now. Joe Biden is, well, this is Joe Biden.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was in the foothills of the Himalayas with Xi Jinping, traveling with him. I guess we traveled 17,000 miles when I was vice president. I don't know that for a fact.
So that's Joe. Hillary's looking at Joe. Hillary's looking across at, Dome.
Is agreeing to voter ID one of those compromises that you'd support?
I don't think that we should underestimate what that could mean. Because in some people's mind, that means, well, you're going to have to Xerox or photocopy your ID to send it in to prove you are who you are. Well, there are a whole lot of people, especially people who live in rural communities, who don't. There's no Kinko's. There's no office map.
Yeah, that's the backup. And then remember, the backup for Dome is Rear Admiral Buttigieg. Hillary Clinton has 100% name ID in this country. You think she's not thinking about running? I mean, yeah, it could be Gavin Newsom. People think it's Gavin Newsom, or it could be. It certainly could be. But, oh, you haven't seen the last of Andrew Cuomo. You haven't seen the last of Hillary Clinton. These people, there's something about power. There's just something about it. When people get it, they want to keep it. They want to keep it. They want to use it. It's just human nature. All right. Now, somebody has another good question. Why does Joe Biden hate America? Is it because he failed in his earlier presidential campaigns? Let's dig into the mind of the communist. And we still have so much more. Arranged marriages? Well, that's coming up on The Jesse Kelly Show.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart Podcast.